welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my friend,
Dalton. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing? You like saying your name? You don't like me saying your name? Is that that's the problem?
I like introducing myself.
That's fair. That's fair.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, you're good. I like doing different things every time, so
Sure.
If that's something you want to do, that's fine. We are on the fifth issue of this six-gun story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes. And we start this issue with another vision. This time it is, this is actually a vision of the not far future, but future, it's of the future, sure. But we now know that the visions just aren't immediate. They are, they're coming to pass, but not right away. And it's a vision of the mall, and it looks like it's been torn asunder. Like, it doesn't look good. But we also see a vision of Bill John dead. And I like Becky. She's just like, I hate this gun. Like, this is shit.
That is the one thing she did not want to see.
Correct. We then go to Silas. And he is, well, it looks like he's scouting ahead with his army. He ends up tripping a trap and has this, you know, the log in the trees come flying down on ropes, knocks him off his horse. And before he can actually grab his gun to get back up, Sinclair comes in with Bill John and Becky, and they clear out the mud army. And Sinclair basically goes up and kills Silas.
Takes his gun.
Yep. Because what ends up happening is that the general, who is close by, they hear the firing, and they then come upon the army and the mud army, but they are standing over Silas's body, burnt body, and then they start attacking the general. You would think after sending Will out on his own, that he wouldn't send any more of his men out on their own. Now, he did have the mud army with him, sure, but maybe send two of his guys at a time, not just one.
Yeah, one's not going to be enough when they have, like,
well, they got three people,
three of those guns in their possession.
Well, they had two guns at the time.
Well, now they have
now three. They have three.
Killed the
last. Yeah. But it's just,
yeah, I mean,
it definitely was not a good move on the general's part.
No.
But he's also not thinking straight. He wants his gun back.
Well, now he can't see ahead, so
correct.
He's not the general he used to be.
Correct. We get Sinclair and Bill John and Becky running off. Bill John, I feel bad for this guy. He's like, you know, talking to Becky. He's like, don't worry, Becky. That sidearm of yours will tell us if anything untoward is going to happen. You know, basically saying that the general could have anything he wants. We've got your gun that can see the future. We'll be fine. He also says, you know, you catch a glimpse of my untimely demise, just do me the kindness of shouting a warning. And she kind of looks back and doesn't say anything. And he's like, oh, damn it.
You already saw it.
Yeah. He kind of, you're asking too much. Time has passed. We're not entirely sure. It's taken them a little bit. But they end up at the mall, and it's like Becky described. It's a fort with giant walls around it. We also see a bunch of graves basically lining up from the mall out toward the tree line. And it looks like it goes all the way around. Like in a circle pattern, but it's very imposing. Like, it's very, if you happened upon this, and you had no idea what was there, it would definitely be something that you'd shy away from.
Yeah, you would not. You would not want to go.
Yeah, that. And these guys are willingly going there. So they walk up to, you know, the front gate, and then they walk in, but they don't see anybody right away. It's almost like everybody's hiding. And then they see everybody. Like, they actually just pop out with guns pointing at the three of them. And the one guy, he's a dumb one. He's like, all right, just give me your guns. And Sinclair's like, all right. He hands over one of the guns. And as the guy grabs it, we see that his hand burn. And Sinclair grabs, you know, he's holding out to anybody else. Like, anybody else want to try him, take my gun from me? Here, just go ahead and take it. Take it. Take it. We're then introduced to this big giant of a man named Gord Cantrell. He kind of reminds me of John Henry.
Oh yeah, in sure, a way. Sure.
You know, the big stalky. Mm-hmm. Like, I could take this. I could be the train with this sledgehammer, which, you know, he did.
He did.
But yeah, he is this big beefy, probably bigger than Bloodthirsty Bill.
Oh yeah, he is a. Like, you can see when he's standing next to him, he is just very large.
Yeah, he can handle himself. Bill John's like, Gord Cantrell, I've heard of you. Back in the war, you put the fear of God and the devil both into them old boys in the 12th Regiment down in South Carolina. Then you just up and vanished. I figured you got yourself killed. And Gord's like, yeah, not quite, but near enough. And he basically says, I'm basically the not ruler, but the
leader.
Yeah, the leader of this place. And who might you guys be? And so they introduce themselves. You know, I'm Drake Sinclair. This is my friend Becky Montecriff and Bill John O'Henry. And they start talking about the guns because Gord, he knows about those guns. Mm-hmm. Knows more than he really would like to. And he does offer them, you know, a stay here because this is, it's a very inclusive place for the most part, especially after the war, but it's also, you kind of have to, you know, watch yourself there because nobody's your friend. You just gotta be careful. But what Gord ends up doing is he takes them down into the, I guess you call them, not the gallows, but the basement level. He takes them down the elevator to where the vault is. And he shows them the vault, all the while saying that the general and his men would come here from time to time. And then once the well that they were using closed up or fell in on each other, on itself, collapsed on itself, there we go. They stopped coming. So Gord took it upon himself with people in there to start digging to see what the general was hiding away. And they found this locking mechanism, and it's got, it's just basically this like giant, I'm going to say manhole cover, although it's like a bubbling, thing, like a dome, what they call the locking mechanism. And it's got the guns on there, like imprints of each gun with each symbol on it, where they're supposed to go. But you need all six of them. So right now they can't do anything because they've only got three of them. And Gord has tried other guns, you know, maybe trying to fashion other things to use, but nothing's working. They can't get into it.
Yeah. Now Becky's mad because she realized that he's just there for some kind of buried treasure.
Yep.
It's like, you went through all of this just for some treasure.
Yep.
Very angry.
Before she can continue yelling at him though, she has this like, I'm going to say like a spider sense. And she whips her head around to the vault. And she's like, this is wrong. You know, you're both wrong. There's no treasure in there. You know,
at least in the sense of we would consider it to be treasure.
Correct. She says, whatever's down there in the vault, it's not gold or silver. It's old. Older than general, older than the guns. And it's, and she's like, oh, Drake, you thought the guns were evil. You have no idea. And she says she can't stay here. And she rushes back over to the elevator to get out of where they're at. Later on, Drake comes up to her and kind of asks, you know, what she saw. And she says that whatever, I don't know what's sealed away in that vault. Whatever's there, the general's trying to get out, sure, but it's nothing good. It's not treasure. And she says that I've been learning, seeing things. The guns, they've had many forms throughout the years, throughout the centuries. They've been around for longer than you can imagine. And we see two visions of like knights of the Renaissance.
The old.
Yeah. And then we even see cavemen with like the knights there, all their swords have the inscriptions on them. And the cavemen with their sticks and rocks tied to them have the inscription on them. Like these weapons have been around forever. So it's very interesting. Before much else can go on, though, we've got a bunch of ringing because the general is just outside the gates. And we do get a nice little shouting match between Sinclair and the general, basically. The general's like, you know, I was going to let you live, Sinclair, if you gave me my gun back, but now I want to make sure I see you bleed. And Sinclair's like, I've got three of your guns now. Like, this. And I've got more people here with other guns. Like, you're not going to get away from here. Like, you're going to die here. Because there's only five of them now. Well, I guess you got the five, or the four left. The general, Miss Hume, and then the other two. And then you have two Pinkertons. So you got six people versus a whole fort of hundreds of people. Plus, they also have Silas's gun, which could get the Mud Army. Mm-hmm. So he's basically in a losing battle in Sinclair's eyes.
Well, little did they know.
Correct. You want to go ahead and take this part?
Yeah, little did they know that apparently the Maw is the font of the general's power. Yep. That's where his power comes from. So, and then he says, you think I've got but one regiment under my command? So it seems like all the people that he might have killed throughout the years, mm-hmm. that's what all the graves are, and then we can kind of see them rising up from the graves to, you know, to be under his command.
Yeah, he basically has a zombie army now. Like,
yes,
just imagine if he had the Mud Army too. Like, you have the zombie army and the Mud Army, like, holy shit, that mm-hmm. thing is be damn near unstoppable. But yeah, he, like you said, he's raising up the dead, and he's gonna send those dead to attack. Even if So I kind of wonder if somebody dies, like these are all old dead guys. Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody dies here, if he'd still be able to raise them up too. Be interesting. But let's find out in the next issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this six-gun story.